You know what's a big deal when we have our analyst back on the desk, especially in the off season? I've got Jim Sorgi and Marlon Jackson joining me. And of course, we want to get their perspective on the new hire, Frank Reich, in town. You have some former experience with the coach, but really just, I want a perspective from the locker room. We're talking mid-February, all the saga that has come around this coaching search. Well, you finally get your guy. You know where he's coming from. The support has been outrageously positive about this player. But from a locker room perspective, what's the Colts locker room thinking right now with the players finally knowing who's going to lead them this year?
Well, truly the players, I think it's a bit of stability for them, you know, not knowing all this time since the season ended. And sometimes teams have to do that and wait because you can't really interview guys, especially if they're in the playoffs going through the process of getting to the Super Bowl, winning the Super Bowl. But all the time it took to get Frank Reich hired, it's the right decision for this organization. Yes. He's a great coach, but he's even a better person. But I think for the locker room, it adds that stability factor for guys moving forward.
Yeah, because it can be quite nervous, you know, unsettling. The coach that brought you in here, he's fired, he's let go. You know, we're going through the search. We hear it's going to be one individual. Turns out it's not going to be him. And now it's like, okay, what's next? And now I think the guys are ready for kind of an audition. You know, if you're not a top-tier guy, the top half of this roster, it is kind of an audition because, you know, the coach could have guys at other places that he's been that he may like. So, you know, I think you're at ease, but at the same time, you understand that it's time to put in some work and show and prove.
And Marlon's right, because the turnover that they've talked about from this team from last year to this year could be a big amount of guys going out the door. Yeah. So we'll see how that happens, but it is an audition.
Yeah, those auditions start even earlier. April 1st is when the Colts will be able to come back because of that new head coach, those league rules, that league calendar. That's when we can start talking about OTAs and those auditions starting. But Jim Sorgi, you have a past with Coach Reich for years. Yeah, in that quarterback room, we've seen the statement that Peyton Manning said about him before the Super Bowl. You were in that room as well. What is he going to really bring here?
Well, I think you kind of see everybody's in favor of this hire from all the endorsements he's gotten since about getting hired and ever since he's gotten hired, about guys from Philly saying goodbye and he deserves these guys that have played under him. He was like an intern for a few years and became an offensive assistant coach in 2008. And then finally the quarterback coach in 2009 when I got to spend a lot of time with him in the meeting room. This guy works tirelessly to get things right. He's a hard worker. He's diligent. He's a guy that gets up early, stays late. Mm-hmm. He's exactly what this organization needs to get back on the right track. But he's also a guy that he's a player's coach, but he's going to hold you accountable. But you can go up to him and have a conversation with him. Just talk about, hey, I think
He's relatable.
He's relatable. Yes. He played the game. He's one of those guys you can relate to as a player. I can go up to him and have a conversation. I don't think this will work. I think this will work. We had a lot of time together in 2009 in those game plan meetings on Fridays and stuff like that to get to know each other. And I truly think he's the right man for the job. Obviously, I had to go through the process from that point to be coordinator and things like that to get the head coaching nod, but this is the right hire for this team right now.
I look at, you know, just observing his short tenure in Philadelphia of 2 years and the quarterback that he worked with in Carson Wentz. And I think he was up for Rookie of the Year last year, and then he may have been, without the injury, he may have been
MVP.
So when it comes to being able to teach and prepare and develop, I'm extremely excited about what he brings to the table. And even as a coordinator, watching Philadelphia, they were extremely aggressive. They don't take their foot off the gas pedal when it comes to offense, and they want to get big plays, and they're very balanced. So I'm excited about what he brings from an offensive standpoint to the team and his leadership.
Good story about that is, obviously, Carson Wentz gets hurt. Nick Foles comes in.
Yeah.
Well, Foles didn't have a great end to the season, wasn't playing that great. Yeah. I read an article that him and Doug Peterson, the head coach, go back and watch film of Nick Foles from when he had that really good 2013 season and implemented some of that stuff.
What he does well.
That's exactly what I'm talking about. Designing things for your players, putting them in the right spot to succeed, it's what he's great at.
That's a sign of a great coach, in my opinion.
Yeah. Hey, well, the praises apparently are continuing here on the new head coach in Indianapolis. Got our analysts back on the table. Thank you guys for joining us and for your input.
Yeah,
enjoyed it. Good to be back.